The Lakeside Hacker. Born on October 28, 1955, in Seattle, Washington, William Henry Gates III was a fiercely competitive and deeply curious child. Growing up in a family that encouraged excellence, rewarding victories and penalizing defeats in everything from card games to sports, he developed an unbreakable, relentless drive. At age 13, his life changed forever when his school, Lakeside, purchased a teletype computer terminal. While other children played outside, Gates and his close friend Paul Allen spent countless hours in the computer room, utterly mesmerized by the machine. His obsession with coding was so intense that he was once banned from a local computer center for actively exploiting system bugs to get free screen time. Instead of giving up, he offered to fix their software in exchange for access. This early, raw exposure ignited a profound passion for programming that would eventually alter the course of human history. It's fine to celebrate success, but it is more important to heed the lessons of failure. Bill Gates. A bold leap into the unknown. In 1973, Gates enrolled at the prestigious Harvard University, a predictable path his parents hoped would lead to a stable career in law. However, his heart undeniably belonged to the rapidly evolving digital world. Recognizing the dawn of the personal computer era after reading a magazine feature about the Altair 8800 microcomputer, he took a massive, calculated risk. He dropped out of Harvard. Together with Paul Allen, he founded Microsoft in 1975 with an unprecedented, audacious vision, a computer on every desk and in every home. Through relentless, exhausting work, personally reviewing, testing, and often rewriting every single line of code the company produced in its early years, Gates ensured their software was absolutely revolutionary. He traded the safety of an Ivy League degree for the chaotic frontier of technology, a gamble that paid off immensely. The architect of the digital age. The ultimate turning point for his empire came in 1980 when IBM approached Microsoft for an operating system for their upcoming personal computer. Displaying brilliant, cutthroat business acumen, Gates licensed an adapted system to IBM as MS-DOS, while cleverly retaining the crucial copyright. When other hardware manufacturers began cloning IBM's machines, they all fundamentally relied on Microsoft's operating system. By 1987, at just 31 years old, the staggering commercial success of Microsoft Windows catapulted Gates to become the world's youngest self-made billionaire. His software quickly evolved into the invisible nervous system of the modern world, seamlessly powering businesses, educational institutions, and households globally. Despite his reputation for a combative and demanding management style, his strategic genius firmly established Microsoft as the undisputed titan of the tech industry. Throughout his unprecedented tenure, Gates proved to be a visionary leader who could accurately anticipate the distant future of technology. In his 1995 book, The Road Ahead, he accurately predicted how the internet would profoundly and permanently change global communication, commerce, and daily life. Recognizing this digital tsunami, he aggressively pivoted Microsoft's entire corporate strategy to focus heavily on the web, ensuring the massive company didn't become suddenly obsolete. His demanding leadership and sharp strategic foresight allowed Microsoft to successfully navigate intense antitrust lawsuits and survive the devastating dot-com crash of the early 2000s. He effectively cemented his legacy, not just as a pioneering programmer, but as a brilliant, pragmatic technological prophet who consistently managed to see far over the horizon before his fierce competitors could. Success is a lousy teacher. It seduces smart people into thinking they can't lose. Bill Gates. From code to curing diseases. After decades of fiercely dominating the cutthroat tech industry, Gates experienced a profound and humbling shift in personal perspective. deeply realizing that immense global wealth comes with an equally immense moral responsibility, he gracefully stepped down as Microsoft's CEO in 2000 to entirely focus his energy on the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He radically redirected his highly analytical mind from fixing software bugs to eradicating deadly biological ones, fearlessly tackling global crises like polio, tuberculosis, malaria, and extreme poverty. By rigorously applying a business-like, data-driven approach to global charity, billions of dollars have been strategically poured into vital vaccine development and sanitation infrastructure, directly saving tens of millions of vulnerable lives in developing nations around the world. With great wealth comes great responsibility, a responsibility to give back to society and to ensure that those resources are put to work in the best way possible to help those in need. Bill Gates. Innovating for a greener future. Today, Gates urgently views global climate change as the next great existential threat to human civilization. Rather than merely raising public awareness, he actively and aggressively invests billions of his own fortune into breakthrough clean energy technologies through innovative ventures like TerraPower. Furthermore, in 2010, taking his moral commitment even further, he launched the historical Giving Pledge alongside his friend Warren Buffett, strongly urging fellow billionaires to donate the vast majority of their fortunes. His remarkable journey from a rebellious teenage hacker to a globally revered philanthropist demonstrates a relentless, lifelong commitment to solving the world's most complex and daunting puzzles. Ultimately, Gates forcefully proves that true human legacy is measured not by the massive wealth accumulated, but by the vulnerable lives uplifted. Innovation is the real driver of progress. Bill Gates.